For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. The Chinese government has blasted Japan's criticism of its increasing military spending, saying the moderate growth in China's defense budget is reasonable and in line with the country's economic conditions. The Chinese government has unveiled plans to raise its defense budget by 12.2% to just over 808 billion yuan, or around 130 billion US dollars this year. The Japanese government is accusing China of lacking transparency on its defense spending. The Chinese government says it's reasonable for a country of China's size to moderately increase its military spending in the face of a complicated international situation. The United Nations Special Envoy to the Crimea is cutting short his mission to the region after he was seriously threatened by a group of armed men. Robert Seri's vehicle was surrounded by a group of 10 to 15 armed men. Despite initial reports he had been kidnapped, it turns out Seri managed to flee the vehicle and escape on foot. He since decided to cut short his time in Crimea, choosing instead to continue his work in the Crimean capital, Kiev. Seri was dispatched to the Crimea last week by UN Chief Ban Ki-moon to take an assessment of the situation. The United Nations says it's been in contact with both Ukrainian and Russian authorities in connection with the incident. The US State Department has slapped travel restrictions on Syria's UN ambassador. Bashar Ja'afari has to remain within a 40-kilometer radius of the UN headquarters in New York. The US hasn't given a reason for slapping the new restrictions on Ja'afari, but notes it has imposed similar restrictions on diplomats from other countries in the past. Ja'afari, who took up the post as Syria's UN ambassador in 2006, is not allowed to travel outside the 40-kilometer radius, even if he asks permission from US authorities. The UN Security Council has decided to continue its partial suspension of its Somali arms embargo for another 8 months. This should allow the authorities in Mogadishu to continue to buy more light weapons to help strengthen the country's security forces. Last March, the Security Council partially lifted the 21-year-old arms embargo on Somalia for a year to allow the government to import small arms and light weapons to strengthen its forces against the Al-Shabaab Islamic militants. The original arms embargo in Somalia dates back to 1992, when the Security Council adopted a resolution to cut the flow of weapons to feuding warlords amid the civil conflict there, which had left Somalia in one of the worst humanitarian situations in the world in decades. Venezuela is marking the first anniversary of the death of the late president, Hugo Chavez. Tens of thousands of Chavez supporters, dressed in red, have gathered for rallies in the capital, Caracas, on Wednesday to honour the socialist leader, who died of cancer last March after 14 years as president. The current president, Nicolas Maduro, has organised 10 days of commemorative activities, including a military parade, to mark the anniversary of Chavez's passing. Maduro has also announced that the authorities have captured the leaders of violent groups the authorities say sparked the recent unrest in the country. Hamas is denying any connection to a ship seized by Israeli forces said to be planning to deliver weapons to the Gaza Strip. Hamas, which controls Gaza, contends the allegations by the Israeli military is meant to justify its continuing embargo of the region. Israeli forces on Wednesday captured an Iranian ship loaded with weapons in the Red Sea. Israel contends the ship was headed to Gaza to supply militants there with mid-range missiles. Israel has been imposing an embargo on the Gaza Strip ever since Hamas took control of the region in 2007. There's been an escalation of attacks by both sides in recent weeks, which is raising doubts about the stability of a ceasefire agreement the two sides managed to broker in 2012, which ended an Israeli incursion into Gaza. A pair of young suspects have been detained in connection with a stampede on a subway car in Guangdong's capital, Guangzhou, yesterday. The two young men unleashed pepper spray inside a subway car. This led to pushing and shoving as people tried to get away from the pepper spray, causing a stampede which left 4 people hurt. One of the suspects was tracked down by police, while the other turned himself over to the authorities. It's unclear at this point what, if any, charges the young men will face. Tencent is opening up its WeChat app to all business vendors. A deposit of 20,000 yuan will allow vendors to set up accounts with WeChat to establish online transactions. Tencent will charge a service fee of 0.6% for each transaction. At the same time, China Unicom has announced its 200 brick-and-mortar sales outlets will adopt WeChat's online payment services. Those are the latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.